Hello, and welcome back to episode 10 of Toxic Tea Podcast.
Welcome back.
I'm your co-host, Erin.
I'm Ashley. Still married.
Still married, still thriving.
10 weeks in.
10 weeks.
Woo!
We did it.
Did you guys think we'd make it?
Double digits.
Double digits, that's big time. We got to celebrate the small things.
Yeah, we do.
Got to celebrate the small things.
Yeah.
Cool.
What's going on?
Nothing. I just worked out, got back. Had a little breakfast. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You doing good?
Yeah. Today's been good so far.
Yeah. How was your week last week?
It was fine. It was normal. I'm really excited for vacation this week. So
yes,
it's really hard for me to like even remember things because I'm just like really looking forward.
Yes.
Last week was fine. A good work week. What did we do this weekend?
We did a lot of like adult things. We had work.
We did a lot of adult things. Oh, yeah. I had a camp this weekend. That was really good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did do a lot of adult things this weekend.
We watched our friend's dog.
Adult.
Adult things.
Bouge. Shout out, Bouge.
Bouge.
So cute.
The dog fucking loves me.
Yeah, no,
I'll say that.
Obsessed with you.
I sent my friends so many videos of pictures of this dog laying on me.
Obsessed with you. Wouldn't leave your side. Had to be touching.
I couldn't be happier, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed.
It made our dogs super jealous.
Yeah, they're annoying. To say the least.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
To say the least.
Yeah.
How was your week?
Good. I feel the same. Vacation, you know, I'm not holding my breath. Like, I want to get to vacation first. Like, I just feel like for some reason I'm scared it's not going
to
happen.
I mean, PTSD.
We
were supposed to go to Palm Springs, what, 5 weeks ago?
Yeah.
6 weeks ago. And it got canceled because of the snowstorm. And so now we're just like, I'm ready.
I'm so ready. I want sun. I'm ready to see my friends.
It is a good thing though, because we were supposed to go, the weather was so shitty. Mm-hmm. And now it's supposed to be like 78.
The universe really worked its magic. I'm not mad.
It took care of us in the end. I can't wait to walk off that plane at the airport in Palm Springs and just, you know, when your core heats up.
Yeah.
And then you're just that, and your skin thaws out.
Yeah.
That's kind of like, I need to.
And it's so bright.
I need to thaw and I need my eyes to burn.
Yeah. And your upper back relaxes because you've been holding so much stress because you're cold.
Oh, my God. The way I flex my upper back 24/7.
Yeah.
Like I'm always like, oh, my God, my back is so tight. Yeah. Because I'm constantly freezing.
Yeah.
From the inside.
The inside.
So I'm really excited to thaw out and just burn a little.
Yeah, but you got to wear sunscreen.
I know. All whatever.
Well, speaking of sun and screen and skin, sunscreen, if you will, I had to go to the dermatologist because I go every like 6 months, and this is a PSA.
She's a tortilla.
I'm a tortilla. Get your skin checked.
Tortilla,
I can't stress that enough.
Skin. Get your skin checked.
Yeah, it was all fine. But
hold on, how embarrassing is that experience on a scale of 1 to 10?
No, going to the dermatologist is more embarrassing than going to the gynecologist.
I've only been to one of those, so.
You've been to both?
Oh, I have been to the dermatologist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's more embarrassing. Let me tell you why.
Yeah, I didn't get a full body scan.
Well, I get a full body scan every time I go just because I have so many freckles and like my skin is just different. And every dermatologist.
She's different.
Every dermatologist I go to always makes me feel some type of way. They're always like, oh my God. Wow. Holy shit. I've never seen spots like this. You have so many freckles. You have so many different marks. I'm like, I know, bitch. That's why I'm here. Don't make me feel bad about it. And the thing is,
mesmerized.
The thing is, they put this little, I don't even know what it is, but it's like a little magnifying glass. Basically, they check every single spot in your body. Mm-hmm. It's so embarrassing because you have to get all fully naked and they look at everything. And you're just like trying to have a conversation while they're looking at all your spots. And
couldn't be me.
No, it's so humbling. And also it's okay. So I know they don't do this with everyone, but they take pictures of my whole body front and back.
Why do they do that with you?
Just so they make sure things don't change. And like the fact that I stand there.
No, it's weird.
I stand there and I'm like, what do I do with my face? Like, do you know what I mean?
Hey, do you smile?
No, like I did kind of like the look to the side.
No,
like,
not
what
the
am
look
I
off.
I'm not going to look at the camera.
At
I'm like, I'm so embarrassed. Humiliated. That's the word I'm looking
for. Embarrassed thinking about this entire situation, because I think for me, because I'm so fucking funny and awkward, I'm probably smiling the first time. And then I'm coming home and telling you that, and I'm so embarrassed off of it, like traumatized.
Yeah.
Traumatized.
It is.
Because that's just like your first reaction. You smile and then, but it's like, this is weird. I'm naked and you're a professional.
Well, also, it's like I always wear the wrong type of underwear. Like, I'm always embarrassed. I'm like, why did I wear that underwear
today? Chony drama. And gotta pick your best.
Yeah. Well, and then another qualm I have for this week. This is my toxic relationship for the week.
You're just like, that's our ending.
Well, I'm sorry. It's just, I'll think of another one.
It puts a lot of pressure on me.
I'll think of another one. But this is big. My toxic relationship of the week is that I fucking have an allergic reaction to my mask.
God, she has been wanting to talk about this. She's been wanting to talk to you guys about this all fucking week.
Yeah.
Just go. I'm going to give you the time to air it out.
No, it's crazy.
Air it out. Air it out. Go ahead.
Okay. So I started getting this like really dry skin right under my eyeballs and across my nose, like where a mask would hit, right? The bridge. And it started when it snowed here, when we were supposed to go to Palm Springs, right? It started when it snowed here. And I was like, oh, okay, maybe my skin is just dry. That's weird. It started getting kind of itchy. And I noticed it would be after the days I was in a clinic and wearing a mask all day because I work in healthcare. Then it snowed, what? Like we said, that was when we were supposed to go on vacation a few weeks ago. Then this week I woke up and I looked at you. I was like, my face is like swollen.
Her eyes were pretty shut.
Yeah, I was like, no, my face is swollen. My eyeballs are the size of almonds.
There were...
But you know what I mean? No, slits.
Literally almonds. They were so... That is... I've never heard that. Little almonds in the... Like, the part of under your eye that usually goes in, it was a pillow.
Yeah. And you were like... No, the first day you're like, I don't think so.
But it was the next day.
The next day you were like, yikes.
I was like, oh shit.
And I was like, what's happening? What's going on?
Oh
my God. Speaking of toxic relationship this week with pets.
She's the worst. Here she goes. Can't wait to talk about all of her flaws.
I know. We're not playing fetch right now. This is my turn.
We're definitely not playing fetch. Take a nap.
I luckily had an appointment with the dermatologist already scheduled. So I was like, great, I'm just going to talk to her about this. So she said, she was asking me, did you put any new makeup on your face, new face washes, lotions? I was like, not really. No, I don't wear makeup that often on my face because I'm wearing masks if I'm at work and if I'm at home, you know what I mean? Blah. No. So then she said, you know what? This probably is the nickel in the metal of your mask on the bridge of your nose. And I said, I've been wearing these masks for 3 years and I've worked in healthcare all through COVID. So why now?
She's like, why now?
I don't know.
Why me? Why now?
And she's like, you need to go get an allergy test. So I'm like, okay, what? So these masks are betraying me and now I'm allergic to metal.
She's allergic
to metal.
Or
she said, maybe it's the cloth. But I'm like, well, it's only over my nose and under my eyes. So like, no, that doesn't make sense.
The metal makes sense. It's just like, again, like why all of a sudden?
Yeah.
Why just now? And no.
I got COVID and now I'm literally allergic to masks.
She's allergic.
That was like, that's the only new thing.
It is new. You guys, just so that this is so funny that this is happening on this episode.
Toxic
and I know,
pet.
Yeah, toxic pets. Because I know that a lot of other people's dogs do this. She will intentionally throw the ball under the couch and then be like, just growl at it.
Yeah,
like you did that. I watched her just now hit it with her face to go under the couch so that she would get attention.
I'm gonna take a video and actually put this on.
No,
her.
We need to put this. Look at her.
I'm putting this on.
This is embarrassing.
This is us trying. Webby,
you did that on purpose.
You put your ball under there.
You are smarter than that.
And then she just wags her tail.
Well, it stopped because she knows she's in trouble.
There's 700 balls under our couch.
700 balls and 500 in the basket.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is drama. I know that I'm going to have to fix this at some point this episode.
I know. Well, it's... And a toxic thing about her is because I walked her by myself this morning. So when you don't come with me, she doesn't want to go on a long walk. She wants to get back to you. And I tried to tire her out this morning. She didn't want to do it.
Listen, I'll tell you what. One thing about her, she's obsessed with me.
She is.
She will not come downstairs until I've come downstairs.
Yeah.
She waits at the top.
She loves laying in bed with you.
She will not get up unless I'm up.
She really does laying in bed with you.
And that's a little bit about us.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, I know. And now it's backfiring on us all.
It is backfiring because now she's just like wants attention from me all the time. Yeah. That's why she's doing this.
Yeah.
Back to your face.
Yeah.
It is looking better though.
Yeah.
I can see there's no more pillows under those eyes, you know?
Well, I had to get top. Then we had an issue with the pharmacy that was closed. And let me just say, you know what? We're still a one car family. Your car's still in the shop. So I had to run to the pharmacy.
Updates on my car.
It's still in the shop. I had to run to the pharmacy because Ashley and I are at the point where it's like, you take the car for that hour. Then you go do that appointment for an hour. Then you have a client. So you'll take the car. Like that's how our lives are right now. We've made it work. But I had to run to the pharmacy. I was like, okay, cool, no problem. I'll run. Then I get there. Oh, no, it'll be in a few hours. I run home. I get a call when I'm running home. Why would I think I didn't answer it? Mm-hmm. Then I get home. Your prescription's ready. And I'm like, motherfucker.
That was like 15 minutes.
Literally 15 minutes later. I'm like, okay. Ashley had just taken the car back. Of course. I was like, I'm not running back.
Yeah, she couldn't do it.
Oh, and then the cream is like $700. So I was like, fuck it. I'll go get an allergy test. I hate American healthcare.
No, it's a scam. Yeah, it's all a scam.
Yeah. Sorry, this is a lot of me bitching, but.
Let it out.
It's just that like I have so much bitching stored up in my face right now.
No, for sure.
Puffed up.
You were super puffed. So I was willing to run the errands to try to get you depuffed.
I ice rolled Benadryl, Claritin. I've never taken allergy medicine. I'm not an allergy girly. That's just like.
You are now.
It's actually a great quality about me.
Yeah,
like
Aaron always is like, oh, you have allergies? Ew.
It's embarrassing. Like you're allergic to the outside.
No, I am allergic to outside.
Like you're allergic to earth?
Yes.
Embarrassing.
It is embarrassing. I step outside, one hit of pollen, done.
No, I hate that time of year when you start sneezing all the time.
Like every this year. And this is the annoying thing about it. It's not about you. No. How do you think I feel?
Embarrassed.
I can't fucking breathe. My throat is itching.
Like the things that are supposed to give you oxygen, you're allergic to.
I am. I'm allergic to them. My throat itches. I get a runny nose. I get red eyes.
Hey, Fava.
I get hey, Fava. That's one of the best sounds in videos on social
TikTok?
Media. Yeah.
You wouldn't survive back in the day.
Absolutely not.
Remember when you were addicted to Afrin?
Okay. That was crazy. I didn't know.
That was crazy toxic know. Relationship you had and no one told you.
Oh my God. No, I literally addiction. It wasn't that long though. It was only like a month. Yeah, but I had just started using it. But like, I was using it like I was using that bitch.
No, but and you lost your sense of smell. Like you actually still can't smell.
I haven't recovered. Yeah, I was just having such bad allergies and my nose always felt stuffed. Like I could not breathe out of my nose. So I started taking Afrin because it's available everywhere.
And someone recommended it to you. So, of course.
Yeah,
you're like, they sell it at like the airport.
Yeah, fucking asshole. So I bought it, used it. I was like, oh, this is amazing. It clears my nose.
Right.
But
let me get a hit.
You have to literally take a hit. Like, I can't remember. I'm going to butcher this. It was either like every hour or every like couple hours.
No, you would like take it at dinner and shit.
I remember that.
You
couldn't
like,
breathe.
You'd be like, I need a hit.
No, but I did. I did need that.
No,
hit.
And then our friend's dad was like, holy shit, like, you know that's bad.
He was like, Ash, don't do that anymore. And he like told me like this whole big, like his story, like he was addicted to. So it was like, it changed my life. But so yeah, I immediately stopped using it. But yeah, ever since then, I still like can't really like smell shit.
Yeah. She's literally a survivor.
I'm a survivor. I'm an Afrin survivor.
No, you actually can't smell shit.
So honestly though, spread the word on Afrin because that's, I think I bought it.
Yeah.
You know what?
What?
I remember when I bought it. I bought it at an airport.
That's what
I was traveling and I could not fucking breathe. I was like, I can't be on the plane I can't be on the plane and not able to breathe. Like I'm going to fucking die.
No, I remember that. I remember that.
And it helped, but goddamn.
When are your sneezes going to start?
I'm not sure. It's kind of late. I think it's because it's still kind of cold out, but.
Oh, we'll check back in 2 to 4 weeks.
I'll let you know because you guys will definitely hear it on the pod.
Yeah.
Oof, allergy season? Yikes.
I got allergies actually when we went to Italy, but I think maybe because that's why everyone smokes cigarettes.
Honestly, that's more embarrassing to me that you're allergic to Europe.
No, I think it's because the cigarettes.
Don't, there's ciggies here.
No, you're allergic to the place you live.
Don't put this
so
on
like
me.
Why haven't you acclimated?
Don't put this on me.
Like, don't you live here? Don't people acclimate to their culture and their client or their clients?
Culture has nothing to do with this.
Wait, not clients. Climate.
Culture isn't either. My culture?
Portland culture.
No, it's just literally like the amount of pollen in Oregon. The air. I hate it here.
I heard it's supposed to be bad this year. They say that every year.
Erin, fuck off. Like, dude. Like,
I shouldn't be talking. I have a swollen face.
She'll be like, I heard allergy season is going to be the worst it's ever fucking been. And then she'll be like, and you're so annoying during allergy season. Like, relax, dude. I don't want them.
Yeah, no, I feel bad. But sometimes you sneeze 300 times in a row and it's so annoying.
It hurts.
No, just because I'll be like trying to listen or watch something or talk to you and then I have to stop talking.
Making this about you.
It's like always about me, you know?
No, it's insanity. Because, yeah, I hate having allergies. My dad has them really bad too. And I remember when I was younger, I didn't really have them. And he would sneeze like 5 times in a row and I'd be like, shut up.
Yeah.
And it's like, Ashley.
Maybe this is karma for me with my face. Mm. It's reminding me to
be humble.
Give you some time and space.
And grace.
And grace.
Yeah.
So to that, I say, I hope you have a good spring.
Fuck.
God bless you.
And Godspeed.
Godspeed and God bless every one of us who has allergies.
Oh, now it's us.
I'm not claiming to be part of that group. I don't want to be part of that culture.
She's doing an allergy test in like a year and a half when their next appointment's available. So we'll update you on episode 100.
I was like, okay, great. Hopefully my face makes it till then.
Yeesh.
No, I don't want to be part of that society.
I wouldn't either. We are
weak.
Yes. We are weak. We can't really smell everything. And honestly, we're just like annoying to be around. Because if I'm having an allergy episode and we're outside, you can bet that I'm going to be a miserable bitch.
No, you are miserable. I feel bad.
No, you don't.
No, I do feel bad.
You're like, shut the fuck.
No. I'm just joking.
No, you do feel bad though. You'll be like, oh, do we need to like, what can, and you know, the worst part about allergies is there's nothing you can do. When you start having like an episode, and I keep saying an episode, I'm fucking weak.
It is
an episode. If you start having like an attack, if you're not up to date with your medicine, like that's the annoying thing with
that's
it.
What happened to Italy. Remember, you got it right when we got there and we had to go find.
I had to go to the farmacia.
Yeah.
And I had. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Don't remember. And you have to literally, it doesn't even kick into effect until like a day or two.
Yeah. I was like, you didn't bring any allergy meds?
I just was like, Europe's different. They wouldn't have anything I'm allergic to there.
Yeah.
So it takes a couple of days and then it's like, well, there's nothing to immediately resolve this. Like I'm in this.
Right.
So it is embarrassing though.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll keep you updated on my face and let you know what I actually am allergic to if anyone fucking cares. Could be nickel.
If anyone fucking cares, watch out for the nickel.
If anyone doesn't care, sorry, I don't care either.
If anyone doesn't care, keep your eye out for Nickelback.
Yeah. Apparently if you see me pulling all of the metal out of my mask, mind your business.
Mind your fucking business. You better start wearing cloths.
I can't. I have to wear N95 sometimes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's
so I don't know what I'm going to do.
It's not a choice.
No, it's not a choice, but my face is... Whatever, I could go on and on about this. Yeah. It's just such a ironic thing. Okay. Also, there is literally a hair that is poking me on this. Another toxic trait of these dogs.
Their hair is everywhere.
These dog hairs everywhere. Okay, I want to also go in... We have so many things to talk about in terms of what we watched.
Oh, show updates?
Show updates, March Madness updates, like so many things.
Okay. How about we do The Bachelor first?
Okay.
You start with that. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I had some thoughts.
Yeah. You have thoughts.
Did you watch all of it?
Yes. I'm all the way caught up.
Oh, yeah. We did watch it. Okay. First of all, I just want to start out by saying Zach, the main guy.
Mm-hmm. He's
have you heard, have you heard of him?
Yeah, the show is so fucking dumb. It's embarrassing we watch it.
Oh yeah, we don't watch it because we like
it's
it.
It's a hate watch.
I'm gonna say that
it's a hate watch.
Yeah, we're not like we're don't group us into that.
Don't
group us into.
We're
that.
Not bachelor girlies. I do it. Honestly, I don't know. I don't even fucking know why.
I don't know either because it's so dumb, but it's fascinating. But sometimes it's good, and the memes kill me online. Like I don't really know,
and I just. Webby, you put it there, dude.
You need to stop.
You're being moody. The Bachelor is just, it's garbage. I just want to make sure that every time we talk about this, we preface that we are not Bachelor girlies.
Okay, but I actually am going to go against what you're saying just right now.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Go ahead.
When Zach was cast as The Bachelor, I was like, this is going to be the most boring season. I had no interest in watching just because I didn't think he had, not to be rude, but like a exciting personality, you know?
Any personality.
Yeah.
And he talks like,
I'm trying. Yeah. Sounds like Kermit the Frog.
He's fine.
Don't, Webby.
She just almost went through. I saw that. Couch. Did you see?
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
And I will say that I've been surprised and shocked that he's actually a lot cooler than what I thought.
He's fine. I think he's just like a really good guy.
Yeah, he's like a nice guy.
He just seems nice. I feel like he's not great.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Go ahead. He's got what?
Great. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, no. I just feel like he's like a normal guy. He's actually probably really in this to like get a wife and like be in a relationship. And like,
yeah,
he really like doesn't want drama. That's like a big fear of his.
Yeah.
And so I feel like he's not super exciting TV to watch. There's not too much going on, really.
Yeah.
Except for this last episode, he really.
I guess if you haven't watched it, like, pause this and watch it, and then come back,
or don't.
Actually, and just like
don't give it. Listen, it's not that serious. Even if you don't watch it, like,
who cares?
Just fucking listen to what we have to say about these people.
Yeah. So
He made a really big mistake.
Yeah, you can explain it.
Oh, go ahead.
No, you go.
I don't know their names.
Yeah, but you can just say the situation.
Oh, he like told, I know Jesse Palmer. I know that.
Yeah.
He's hot.
He's the hottest one on the show.
Jesse Palmer. But remember I told you how he said the wrong name
when he was during the rose
ceremony.
Oh, when he was the Bachelor.
When he was the Bachelor. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
he
funny.
Picked the wrong person. He like said the wrong name and was looking at the wrong girl, and he like went back and fixed it. So sick.
I would do that too.
I'm obsessed with him though. Just, he's great. He went and told, Jesse that he basically made like a really big deal about hooking up during fantasy suites. Like, that's everybody calls it sex week. I think he said it like 50 times.
Yeah.
And like, he made it a really big deal. Like, yes, it is that. And, but like, everybody knows that. Just like, don't talk about it.
Right.
Like, it just like, who cares?
Yeah. He like almost made it into a bigger deal than it needed
to be. He was like, I'm not going to do anything physical this week. I don't want anything to be about physical, like being physical or intimate with people.
Which I understood too, because most of the time, like, the men or women, like the contestants, get upset and sad when, you know, they're like, I can't believe you had sex. And then it like ruins their relationship.
I knew what he was trying to do. He was trying to avoid drama and like not. Yeah, like make those mistakes.
Right.
But he made such a big deal out of it and then decided to have sex with one of the girls.
Yeah.
And so like, then he felt guilty about it. So then he put their night on blast and told everybody in the country what had happened.
Right.
And then, which was embarrassing for her because she obviously like, she was good with everybody. Gabby, thank you. Gabby was good with everybody not, maybe just wondering if they did have sex.
This is how the conversation probably was. Like, let's just have sex and not tell anyone. This stays between you and I.
Yeah.
So she did look shook when he was like talking about it.
She like lost color in her face.
I would be like, what are you doing?
And she did a very, like she couldn't fix her face almost. You know when that happens?
Yeah.
I felt bad for her because I could tell she was like, oh my God, no, he isn't. Because he felt so guilty.
Yeah.
Then like, I don't know, his entire demeanor changed. And then, so whatever, he has sex with Gabby. And then he's going on his last date with the other girl. She's from Austin.
Katie.
Blonde girl, basic girl.
Yeah.
Whatever.
She's cute.
No, but you know what I mean.
Do you think she's pretty?
I don't really think any of them are like, I don't think any of them are ugly. I don't think any of them are like, I'm not attracted to them.
Hmm.
So I guess, yeah, they're pretty. Like, is that the difference between being like, she's pretty and she's attractive? Does attractive mean attractive to you?
I mean, you're like confusing me.
I just think they're pretty. They're fine.
So you just said they're not all pretty and then you said they're all pretty.
No, I said they're not.
Your type?
Yes.
Hmm.
But they're pretty.
Okay.
Anyway, I feel like, so then he was like, oh, well, I like have to, so he tells everybody what happened with Gabby to Gabby. And then he was like, I have to tell Katie on our date. Like, I have to let her know. And like,
but like, why?
No, you fucking don't.
You don't.
She's already, that's all they're thinking about is he being intimate with them? Is he saying I love you to them? Like,
right.
They're already so far in their heads. And then here this fucking guy.
Yeah.
And as you pointed out, their date was the Emperor's New Groove when they're sitting there and they're in the rain and they're crying. We'll put a picture of it on the carousel.
Wait, this is actually, I need to add in something.
Okay, go ahead.
Emperor's Groove is one of the like four movies I do, I am obsessed with.
Yeah.
So just like if you listen to episode one or two, let me add that back in.
Yeah, Emperor's New Groove is top tier.
Cuscotopia.
Yeah.
Kill the talking llama.
Not kill the talking llama.
What's her name? Esma?
Yeah, yeah. I like her.
Yzma? Anyway.
Great movie. Gronk.
Oh, God. That's such a good movie.
Such a good movie. They were in the, they kayaked. I would never fucking kayak in a clear kayak in muggy water.
As soon as I saw them do that, I looked at you and I said, you would never do that.
I'm good. I'm back to the fucking hut.
It's a bad date idea because they're not talking to each other.
They're
just
sitting front and back. Yeah. So they can't talk. And then you could tell it was just like weighing on him. Like he was kind of somber.
Yeah.
And then they get to this little fucking 2-foot bench.
The meme, I'm going to post that on our like page or story or something. The meme of Katie cropped into the Emperor's New Groove when they're in this jungle, it's dark and it's raining. That's exactly what it looks like when they're talking.
They look so miserable. Miz. Just like wet. It just looks fucking miserable. Cold, maybe not cold, but just miserable. And so then he tells her everything.
Okay, but hold on. Before you go on, the thing is, like, if he, the fact that he made this rule that he wasn't going to have sex, which he followed with one girl, the first girl he did not have sex with, the second girl he did. Then the third girl he tells, hey, I had this rule. I accidentally had sex with Gabby. Then she's thinking.
Accidentally. Fucking accidentally. Dead.
I don't think he said that, but I said it.
No, for sure.
Then I'm thinking, okay, well, you like this girl enough that you broke your own rule with one of them and not the other one. And my thought goes to, if you don't have sex with me, you don't like me as much. But facts. Second, I'm not going to have sex with you because you're annoying for that.
Facts. That's all I was thinking about was like, you just set yourself up to be wrong with all of them.
Lose, lose.
Because the first girl, I'm like,
he didn't even tell her.
I'm like, what the fuck?
She deserves an apology.
You didn't tell me that you had sex with her. Even like, I'm still dating you. You just told the girl after you had sex with that girl. And like, dude, you just like, you couldn't keep it in your pants. Stop. And he kept saying, I'm sorry. And she was like, Katie was like, you're not sorry.
Yeah, you don't have to be sorry.
You don't have to be sorry. You slept with her. That's okay. We all assume you are doing that
anyway.
Don't
tell me.
Don't fucking tell me.
On a date. Now you ruined the whole date.
And he told her, of course, because selfishly, he was like, I have to get this off my chest.
Like, no, you don't.
No, you don't,
bitch. Just hold it in a little bit longer.
If you're going to make that decision, then just own it and eat it. Like, yeah, I did have sex with her. Who cares?
Yeah.
That, like, again, trying to avoid drama so much. And he's like, I have to be honest.
You know what? You know what he was like, Ashley? In Liar, Liar. When he couldn't tell a lie.
I
was gonna say couldn't tell the truth, but that didn't make sense.
Movie.
That was Zach.
Yeah, he just spit it out, and then she was basically like, "I can't," like had the ick.
Yeah,
she was like, "It was my biggest peeve with people in general," but I feel like I just notice it with guys.
Yeah,
is when they're apologizing for something, they will almost make more physical contact with the person.
Yes,
like holding their hip or like trying to like squeeze them in tighter or like rubbing.
Don't
their
touch
arm.
Me.
Don't fucking touch me.
No,
you
like,
just told me you slept with another person. Get your little grimy hands off of me, you sicko.
Yeah, you gremlin.
Ick.
Yeah,
I have the ick, you little gremlin ass wench.
He's like rubbing her leg, and especially this.
Oh
is
my, the leg rub. Death.
Like, are you okay?
Don't.
Bitch, no, I'm not okay.
What, how do you think I feel?
If I was okay, then you should send me home because I don't like you.
I love when she said, how did you want me to respond?
Right.
Because it's like, that's exactly what I would have said. Like, well, how am I supposed to feel? Yay, he broke his rules, so maybe we'll have sex tonight. Like, I don't, like, what about that would, like.
Then there's so much pressure.
But I don't want to.
Yeah, there's so much pressure on them that night because, they never said if they ended up did.
Yeah, if they ended up sleeping together.
Yeah.
Yeah. They just, like, didn't bring that back up.
It's so annoying.
My other gripe
with The Bachelor.
Really that situation off.
If I was on The Bachelor, well, there's a couple things.
On The Bachelor?
If I was a contestant.
Okay.
And I got broken up with, and you know how they always grab their hands to walk them out?
Don't touch me.
Don't fucking touch me. I'm like this. You reach my hand. I'm like swiping it up. Like, don't touch me.
Being hella dramatic, like doing a little hair fix. I'm being hella dramatic.
And then, you know, when they go to touch your back, I'm like swerving it.
No.
That's me.
Don't try to make contact with me after like disappointing me or like.
I don't get the girls that like lean into that. It's like, I just, that couldn't be me.
Me either. It couldn't be me.
But I'm stubborn as fuck.
That's you're definitely stubborn.
Another thing I wanted to bring up that about me, if I was on The Bachelorette or The Bachelor as a contestant. Okay. If you take me on a date and we're, you know, exploring the culture, the city,
back to culture,
you would probably have allergies if I think they were in Thailand.
100%.
You would be sneezing.
Oh my God. I'd get kicked off.
Anyway. Don't take me on a date to, I want to experience the culture, but I'm not going to eat bugs. They always end up eating fucking bugs. Oh, try this cricket. It tastes like chicken. I'm not eating that. I'm not eating that. And if that makes you not want to date me, okay, well, why didn't you pick the kayak date for me? I would have done that. It looked fun.
Did it?
Well, it didn't look like great.
I don't think any of their dates looked.
Would you eat a bug though for somebody?
Okay, the first girl ate bugs. What did Gabby do?
They went on like a, what did they do? A boat?
I would do whatever Gabby did.
No, they went to like a island. They went on a boat to an island, I think.
Okay, I'm only.
Yeah, because remember she was crying the whole time.
I only want that date.
Well, you get seasick though.
Oh, fuck me, dude. Again, as I say every week when you're like, what would you do if you were on The Bachelor? I'd walk off. I'm not.
You'd be a bad contestant too. Like, if I was a contestant. You couldn't do any of the dates.
Aaron, if I was a contestant on The Bachelor, I'd hit on the other contestants. And that's on God. Like, I'm there to find love too, bitch.
You'd be like, I'll shower with you.
Oh my God. No, you didn't go there.
Well, I was just thinking because Gabby and Katie had this like funny little bath. They took like a bath together. Oh, they were like clothed.
Oh yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
It was like funny. They're friends.
I mean, whatever.
That would be you.
That would be me. I'd be the contestant hitting on contestants.
You'd be like, oh, I don't want to go on a one-on-one date. I'd be like, I hope it's not feeling well.
I hope it's a group date.
They'd be like, no, Ashley, you need to go on a one-on-one.
And I'd be like, with who? Can I choose? And they'd be like, Ashley.
Zach.
I'd be like, I don't even know his name.
I'd be like, I have COVID. They're like, no, you just had it last week.
I'm sick. I'm ill.
No. Yeah. Also, too, like, if I'm not getting the first rose, I'm annoyed as fuck.
Ooh, it would be really hard for me to not. That's why it's such a just a mental game.
Yeah.
And that's the fucked up thing. It's a game.
It's a game.
It's a game. Because now there is something to win.
Yeah, I'm winning.
Fame, popularity, whatever it is that you can win.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even about the person. Yeah. I don't think.
No.
I really don't.
No, I think that's the person gets so hyped up. You know, it's like, do you even really like the person?
Exactly. I don't think so.
But I feel like you just get caught in this where everyone's talking about how amazing this person is. You see them for 5 minutes and then it's like, oh my God, they are amazing. And then after the show, there's probably such a letdown. You're like, oh, you're just a normal person.
No, it's because they're also like, everything's paid for. They're staying in beautiful resorts. You're on vacation with
someone. I'm falling in love with anyone in Thailand.
I honestly would probably fall in love with Zach in Thailand. And I want nothing to do with him. I want nothing to do with him. But I'll do it.
Yeah.
I honestly could play this game and make it all the way to the end.
You think?
Yeah, guys like me.
No, but you're like, they'd be like, Ashley, we need you to open up. You're not showing enough emotion.
I think I could play the game.
Yeah, right.
I think I could play the game.
Put the microphone to her.
What are you saying?
Webby, what is it?
What is it?
Why are you talking so much today?
What is it?
She said.
Now she's quiet.
She said, Zach's a hoe.
Yeah, I mean, he's a hoe for ratting people out about having sex.
Yeah, he's actually not a hoe. I want to take that back.
Yeah, he's been fine, but it is boring.
He's a good guy. I think that's why he has such he's grappling in his mind with his choices.
For sure. For sure.
But, you know, there was another thing I was going to say. Oh, the crazy part was, okay. This is the thing. Gabby's date. Remember she was crying. Mm-hmm. And she said, I got the second rose. I'm always second. I'm always the second choice.
Oh my God. Yeah.
The fucking rose ceremony.
Second.
Second rose.
No.
Her face.
You could tell that she really was like, no, he didn't.
Yeah.
And it was really obvious when they were talking, just the three, Gabby, Katie, and him, that he was like making consistent eye contact with Katie.
Because now he's trying to overcorrect and make Katie feel comfortable.
100%.
So he clearly didn't have sex with Katie. I'm just probably going to say that.
It really? I don't think that she would. Like, I don't think it was like a him deciding. I think she was probably like, no.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying the way he was only looking at her. And then it makes Gabby feel bad.
I just feel like Gabby is, I feel like I've seen this like on random social media like things. Mm-hmm. But like, I feel like he is going to propose to Gabby.
You think?
And then he's going to break up with her and date the other girl.
That's your prediction?
It is.
Wow. It makes sense because Katie and him both live in Austin.
Yeah. I just like that's what I see.
Okay. I think he's going to choose Gabby as well. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I hope they last.
They don't.
Oh, okay.
Wow. I'll tell you that right now.
Okay.
They're batting like I think The Bachelor is batting like 6%.
But Gabby would be so good on Bachelor in Paradise.
That's the show I really love.
Yeah, that show's good.
That's the only I watched The Bachelor series to watch The Bachelor in Paradise series. Yeah. Not the other way around.
Okay.
So
we'll see this week.
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay. What's our next Bachelor?
It's annoying. What's our next show?
Can we talk about March Madness next?
Oh yeah. Okay, let's get it.
Okay. First of all, I just gotta say I told y'all about Caitlin Clark. I fucking told y'all and I'll say it again.
Willie? Do you know who she is yet?
She had a triple-double with 40 points.
40 fucking points.
I told y'all.
No.
And I'm going to keep saying it.
It's crazy how Louisville didn't guard her.
They got to go back to the drawing board.
It's just like how many times...
I could have been a better coach. I'm just going to say.
Oh, you're attacking Jeff. How many...
Yeah.
How many times last night were we like, how is she getting the basketball?
She kept getting the basketball back after an inbound. She was wide open.
Or wide open for threes.
Why aren't you putting a hand up? Her range is right after the half court.
I just don't understand. Like, I literally don't know how she got open so much. And obviously, like, Iowa's good. That post player is really good. They have a couple good shooters.
The
like
footwork.
Their post player is top tier. Top going fucking off. Tier. She's solid.
Such but a good like, tournament.
How is Caitlin Clark ever open? Ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
How can she ever like have any space?
I do want to bring up one thing.
Okay.
My one gripe again.
Oof, me too.
There's a lot of gripes this week.
Gripey.
Besides Webby throwing her ball at us.
This is insane.
Is that the sports world needs to stop replaying injuries. I don't want to see it in slow-mo.
Yeah, we don't want to see it.
I saw too many ankle sprains and that girl busted knee. Remember?
Yeah, I know. She almost lost my appetite. No, they do need to stop doing that. I see that happen a lot when they'll like post it on social media or something too. And it's like, nobody wants to see it. Nobody wants to see it. If they want to see it, they should have to go look for it or something. Yeah. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah. The other weird thing, remember in the Duke game, the women's game, how they were playing with a men's basketball for half of the game.
That was like middle of the season drama.
Middle of the season.
Yeah. That happened a while ago.
I thought that was at the game on the NCAA tournament. Why was she so mad then? Why did that just pop up?
I think that was on your For You page.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Oh, really? It wasn't in the NCAA tournament? No. Oh. Well, that's weird.
But that is fucking annoying if that's true that they played a whole half with the men's basketball.
No, that's crazy.
I think it was an ACC game. I'm pretty sure Duke's in the ACC. I'm really bad at that.
They played a whole half with the men's basketball.
Yeah.
That's insane to me.
Webby, dude, take a nap.
She looks way too hyper right now.
She looks wired. Shit. But also... Hi, baby. She is on the couch now, just in my face.
Yeah.
She's sweet. Come up here. Come on. Up.
Wow.
She's obsessed with me. Wow.
I wish the camera could see her too. Right now.
No, what were we just saying?
Duke.
Yeah, no, that was in the middle of the season. But also, we were talking about this a little bit. As a point guard, you wouldn't notice that.
As any player.
Nobody any noticed. Player. I know, but we were saying, like, we touched the ball before the game. Like, nobody noticed.
If I'm taking one dribble, I'm noticing.
One shot. And I'm like, that ball is heavy as fuck.
Well, they were also talking about the balls being too bouncy. That's why that one, what game? Oh, the LSU game. They had, like, 40 points.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, her outfits. That's a whole other topic. Woo-wee! I'm just like,
that one jacket with the boa feathers. Yeah. Yo, she does not give a shit.
Google Kim Mulkey's outfits and then tell us what you think.
Yeah, honestly, they've been nuts.
Yeah.
Let's do a thing. Yeah, that's nuts.
Yeah. Someone sent me this. He's like one of the, I don't know, photographers, or he does videos for LSU, and he has like he has so many different reels of all her outfits.
Oh yeah.
I was looking through the year. I was like, this is so
dead. No, she's extra, but whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. Or who are you what are your choices? Who do you think is gonna win the women's tournament?
Ooh. Obviously I want Iowa, Caitlin Clark.
The next round is Iowa, South Carolina,
mm-hmm.
LSU and Virginia Tech. Is that wrong?
Oh, I haven't watched any of that other team.
Me either. Yeah. I don't know the other one. That's tough.
I haven't seen South Carolina play at all this year. But they're always good.
Dominant. So
I know. I don't know. I don't know. I want Iowa. I'll just say that.
Yeah, I'm rooting for Iowa, but I do think South Carolina is going to repeat.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
What about on the men's side?
It's
three of the teams have, this is their first time in the Final Four.
I like Florida Atlantic, right?
Oh, that you're, okay. That'd
That's
be dope.
My team.
Okay, that'd be dope.
I've watched almost every single one of their games randomly.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be dope.
Yeah.
I think UConn's going to win on the men's side.
Really?
I do.
I haven't. I don't know enough.
But I would like be down for FAU to win. That would be insane.
That'd be dope. We love an underdog.
It's cool. There's three men's teams that have never been in the Final Four, though.
I love sports.
I love sports.
What were we so crying cool. about last night? We were like,
Caitlin Clark getting her triple-double.
Oh, yeah. No, but like, why were we like, oh, she was just so hyped to be in
the
Final
Four. She
was hyped.
Yeah, they had just, what, that she was getting
subbed
out. Oh,
and the coaches. Dad had just passed away that same day, and she said he had the best seat in the house, was watching us play, and I cried.
When people say stuff like that, I immediately waterworks.
No, what is it about sports that, like, somebody will die or something happens, and the person has this, like, unexplainable game?
Yeah.
It's just like,
Yeah, sports
obsessed.
Are crazy like that. Yeah, it was a good game.
Love that.
It's hard that when she goes out of the game, I'm like, this is just boring. This is like regular.
It's boring.
It's regular basketball.
For guys that are like, I don't really like girls basketball. First of all, you're annoying for saying that.
First of all, fall off a curb.
First of all, you're probably not listening to this podcast.
But, yeah, so tell your friends.
But second, watch Caitlin Clark because she's fucking fire.
Yeah, those of you who aren't really into like successful women, like Willie.
Yeah. Willie,
he's the number one hater.
He's a fan
of these people he's never heard of.
Why didn't you ask that when you were having him come work at your gym? Do you watch women's basketball?
That should have been my first question.
Do you know Caitlin Clark?
She wasn't,
yeah, that's true.
I don't think she was in college yet. Yeah.
Oh, you should have asked him that.
I should have asked him. Damn it, missed an opportunity.
We had a write-in that I think kind of ties into sports, so I'm gonna read it. Okay. Oh, and don't forget, you can write us at toxicteapodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Any questions, any tea. It doesn't even have to be about the topics for the week. But if you're, you know, anything you want to
just whatever you want to just whatever you want to chit chat with the girlies about.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So we got a write-in that has to do with sports. So okay. I'm going to read it in.
Let's hear it.
Okay. Good morning. The toxic tea that I would like to hear your opinions on is something that you both likely have seen, being in sports your whole lives. ... Crazy sports parents. I don't mean the ones slipping out on the poor refs. I mean the ones who come down hard on their kids after the games, the ones who rarely think their kids did well enough, the ones who take all the fun out of their kids' sport.
Yeah, I mean, I see them.
Yeah.
I see them often.
Yeah.
It's just so hard because I think for the most part, parents are coming from the right place, but parents can be overbearing sometimes. And like, it's being from like an unbiased like position of seeing that, like I, you know, like just, and just like the level of players that we see, like we see the top number one player in the country all the way down to like a 3.5-year-old, right? Mm-hmm. And so, like, there are parents that are more, like, helicopter, what should my daughter be doing to get better at basketball? I'm afraid it's already too late. And their daughter's, like, 7.
Mm.
And it's like, dude, your daughter needs to just be, like, running around.
Yeah.
And, like stop.
Yeah.
And then I have parents who, like, their daughter or their son is good enough to play Division I basketball, and they're just like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, I just love watching my kid play.
Yeah.
Like, I just hope that they work hard.
Yeah.
So, like, there is such a scale of, like, it really is situational. And, like, I don't know. I always just feel like parents are supposed to be, like, the hardest part, and I feel like people talk about this a lot, is, like, the car ride home.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I used to have rides home with my mom that I wasn't like super thrilled about because mm-hmm. she was my coach too.
Yeah. That's
so tough. I played for my mom. And so, yeah, like we used to have those car rides where she would be like, you didn't play very good today.
Yeah.
It's like, those are the worst.
Yeah.
I was talking to one of my friends about that the other day because he was saying how like in the car that should be a kid's time to vent. Like you're like they don't you don't even necessarily need to give them any feedback or like anything, just like let them vent because they should be able to. Like sometimes this will happen, like a kid will vent to their parent after a game about something, and like let's just say for instance it's like something negative about their coach.
Yeah,
like my coach never does this or never does that, blah blah blah, and then the parent goes and then talks to said coach. I feel like you kind of just violated your kid's trust because that conversation wasn't meant for the coach. She was they were venting to you.
Yeah.
And so like, I think that dynamic is so hard because it's like, you're supposed to have a different relationship with your kid than the coach is going to have with your kid. So like the coach is there to like hold them accountable. And like, obviously there are certain things like if your kid isn't working hard, like let them know. That's okay. Like, I think there are certain things that's not like out of the ordinary or like out of the question. Like, you know your kid better than anyone. So like, you know if they're trying. Mm-hmm. But like, especially when you don't know shit about the sport that we're talking about, just like enjoy watching your kid. Yeah. Let them vent to you. Be there to like listen to them. Like, ask them if they had fun doing it. Like, I never hear parents like, did you have fun?
Yeah.
It's like, was, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, it doesn't have to just always be about like, the goal of like what the final end goal is, like, not, you don't have to think about that all the time because like that will shake out on its own. And so like, yeah, it is, that stuff to me is just like so hard because I just feel like sometimes parents cross that like line of like, your kids don't need to hear your opinions and like your advice all the time on something that technically you're paying someone else to do. Like, I would never go to the dermatologist and then tell her how to do her job.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's crazy how sports is kind of that avenue where, like, parents feel as though no matter what experience they have, they, like, feel as though they can give input, whether that's to the coach or to their kid. But, like, in reality, isn't that what you're bringing your kid to that program to do? Right. To, like, learn from those people? And, like, you're paying for that.
Right.
And so, like, sometimes it counteracts it, too. Like, I've seen that happen where, like, even I'm saying something and a parent is saying something else. Like, dude, what?
Yeah, it's confusing.
That's confusing. Like, we're talking about kids. So now they're trying to figure out all their emotional responses to both people. They don't know who they can vent to.
Yeah.
Because, like, they're supposed to be able to vent to their parents.
Right.
So, like, that you shouldn't take advantage of that and then go talk to the coach about that. Or, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's a fine line. But I feel like parents need to parent and coaches need to coach. And, like, yes, if a line is crossed and, you know, like they are still kids, then like obviously you need to be there to like not, you know, let those lines be crossed if that's what is happening. But like your kids also need to feel comfortable talking to their coaches. And so if they're venting to you about something, like advise them if they feel, you know, you need to go talk to your coach about that.
Right.
If you really feel that they're doing these things, then you need to tell them that that's how you are feeling. You know what I mean? I feel like just empowering your kids to talk to people and have those conversations helps. And like, you're their parent. So just like be their parent. Don't be extra.
Yeah.
Like, and just like, remember, you're one of many parents that that coach is dealing with that day.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that never gets taken into account either. Like, relax.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, that was very well said.
You need a drink after that?
I mean, I know you deal with that more than me, obviously. I can only speak from my experience of, like, because we don't have kids, obviously. But I think about that of how we would be as parents, you know, to, because we're both so competitive. So it's, I understand when a parent is competitive and they get riled up and they want to, you know, they want to be, I don't know.
They, like, want to help their kid. Yeah. They want their kid to play hard and they want their kid to like be successful and like do all these things. And like at a certain age, it becomes an investment because they're spending so much money on their kids in sports too. And that doesn't help.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I've seen parents be like, I'm not going to waste all this money on you. And it's like, well, damn, dude.
Or the pressure of getting a scholarship.
Yeah. Like there's already so much pressure that comes with it that it's like, okay, you need to like figure out what the level your kid is at and just like be accepting of that. And like, if they want, like, we always talk about this. My mom always said, if you want to do something, I will pay for you to do it. But, like, you're going to work hard and you're going to do it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to sign you up for something like travel sports if you're not going to, like, work hard. Like, if this is for fun, then let's sign you up for something that's a little bit more, like, price friendly and fun.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? Like, there's lines. And I just feel like parents sometimes want to, like, also force their kid to be something that maybe they're not.
Right. Like, it has to be the kid's choice. My parents never, ever made me go play basketball or do any sport. The only thing they made me do was piano. And I didn't want
to
do
Shout out to them.
And I didn't want to do it. But no, they never forced me to do it. I think that's why it was always great. My parents both didn't play basketball. So I remember I would get frustrated when they would try to tell me things after the game. And I'd be like, you don't even fucking know. You don't know.
Yeah.
But they were always so great at being supportive and listening. I mean, I had some conversations with my dad as I got older of like, if you're going to say this, like, don't come to my game. You know, those kind of things.
For sure.
But we worked it out. I think you have to understand, you know, a little feedback here and there is fine once in a while. And, you know, it depends on the kid how they accept it. Like, I was very stubborn where it's like my way or the highway. And I look back now and they just, now I look like back and I'm, you know, they're probably right for some other things. But if the kid can't understand and see that, it's also like, it's just going to make your relationship worse.
Well, and I think that's like the tricky part is like, you have to understand what you're, and like continue to remind yourself what your primary relationship is with that. Like, it's your kid.
Yeah.
Like, be their parent. It's not, you don't need to coach. Like, you don't have to coach them. Not every parent and kid can do that.
Yeah. Like the girl, Haley Van Lith, like her dad was her, basically her trainer. Right. Mm-hmm. And so she's used to having him like yell at her in the stands and that dynamic. They're used to that.
Yeah. I mean,
not everyone is like that.
Not every kid wants to hear that. Like, I have clients where their parents, like, to me, feel overbearing. Yeah. But like the kid has never really like even
said anything.
Well, like not even said anything. Body language is so telling. Kids can't hide body language. And so like they've never been uncomfortable by it. Like if there is any, they'll just be like, shut up. And then like they go on with their day. Right. And like to someone who isn't that way, that could be like, she hates her parents. Like, oh my God, they're so toxic. And it's like, honestly, I just think that that's their relationship.
That's true.
And like, they're all malleable and different, but like, what does your kid need?
Yeah.
And like, also parents are so funny because, well, my kid needs to be yelled at and my kid needs to be disciplined or this and that. And it's like, I'm not here to like yell and discipline your kids, babe.
Yeah.
Like, yes, there is time for that in sport, but like,
yeah,
that's not necessarily like my one and only responsibility is to like discipline. That's not the relationship I want to have with your kid.
Right.
It's like a disciplinary. So like there, it's just like figuring out the relationships and what the kid needs. But I feel like sometimes even coaches do this a lot. You like pinhole something or like that's like what you focus on with one person. But like parents do the same thing. And it's when it comes down to it, like you're a parent and like just be a parent and like be whatever your kid needs you to be, because I'm not a parent, but I would imagine that is like the main job, right?
Yeah.
It's like be the best version of yourself to like give your right.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so too. But
like be whatever your kid needs.
It's also so sad to see when parents are so hard on the kids, and you can see, it's sad when the parents are really hard on the kid and the coach is hard. So you can just see how their confidence just goes down and down and down and down. And it's so sad to see.
No, that's like the hardest thing, because sports are basketball is such a confidence game.
Mm-hmm.
And so like
but a lot of sports are.
No, like most sports. And so it's just like, if you're, again, you have to like give the kid what they need. Like if I know that a kid's parents are maybe a little bit harder on them, or like, you know, those conversations in the car are hard, I will make sure that like I'm not super hard on them. Like I will be the one that gives them confidence then. Because it's like they can't hear both. If a kid's parents blows smoke up their ass and tells them that they're the best fucking thing ever too, I will be a little bit harder on them, because that balance, like you just really have to like balance that out with the kid. So not everybody can be hard on them. Not everybody can like blow smoke up their ass. You have to, again, like give the kid what they need to like best suit them.
And also too, that it depends on how the kid reacts, 100%. Right? Like if a kid doesn't take getting yelled at well,
every kid's different.
Yeah. You have 100%. To adjust. There's 100%. Some people that thrive off that.
100%.
So I think it depends on the kid too.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good question.
It is a good question.
Wow. We're already at 54.
I know, dude. We could talk all day.
I know. Should we save the pets for next week?
Oh my God. What kind of pet stories do you have? How many?
Well, we have like funny things that people wrote in.
I mean, are they big or little?
We have one long story.
We have time. Let's just bang it out.
You do?
Let's do the pets.
Okay.
I mean, enough of our pet drama. You've heard it.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I hope you can't hear her right now.
I know.
She's going hard on the slick mat.
I know.
Good God.
Okay. So we talked about how Ashley brought home crazy pets last time.
Mm-hmm.
Some people just wrote it. I'll read some little blurbs first. When I was in fourth grade, I convinced my parents to let me get a leopard gecko. It was dope for like 5 years. Then I got bored of it and gave it to my brother as a Christmas present. Long story short, he's still alive 20 years later.
Oh, wow.
Leopard gecko.
Oh, wait, I have a quick one.
Yeah.
I didn't tell this one last week. I told multiple stories last week. That's why I was like, oh, I don't have any more. One time, excuse me, one time when we were living in Seattle, my cat accidentally climbed in the dryer and it went for a spin.
No, that's like.
No, that was honestly one of the most traumatizing things I've ever fucking seen. I remember Cormam. I was sitting in the living room and my mom was like, what is that noise? I was like, oh, no. It's the dryer. Or my dad said that or something. And she was like, yeah, but there's towels in there. So it was like light. And so she got up and went back there and opened it. And our cat came out looking like a baby bird fresh out the egg.
No.
Mouth open like so dehydrated, bleeding.
Ashley.
Like, it was so sad. And we got our asses in our car so fast and went to the vet so fucking fast. It survived. But that cat was never the same. A part of its brain melted.
No, like, I'm, like, cringing.
It used to, like, run into walls.
Stop. I'm, like, cringing.
It was so fucking sad.
Ashley.
It was so sad. Oh, cats be climbing into dryers. That's a thing.
Oh, I know. I've never had a cat, but I assume so.
That's a thing. Yeah, and we got one.
Oh, my God. Yeah. At least it lived.
It did live. I was, like, I just remember, like, all of us were, like, oh, shit. Like, yeah. We were all kind of, like, shook after that cat for a minute.
No, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Sick, huh?
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, that was a core mem.
We had in high school we had a pet hamster for our basketball team.
Yeah. You've told me about this.
His name is Carrot.
Cute.
And we would trade off weeks in high school watching this little hamster.
Yeah.
And then it died at one of the girls' houses and we were like, what did you do?
No, that's sketch. Hamsters like don't die.
Like, is that bad luck? Like, we were hella nervous.
That could be an omen.
Yeah, but it died.
Wow.
I also had a pet bunny. My roommate and I in college, like, one of... What was
its name? Cocaine?
Cocaine?
What was his name?
Bella.
It was white with red eyes. Like,
it should have been named Cocaine.
It should have been named Coke.
We got it, like, our first semester. I think we were actually in summer school going into college. We got this bunny, and it was...
Who does that?
I know.
I got a cat.
It growled. I remember it would like get out and it would hide under the bed and we couldn't get it back. We were like late for practice, like trying to get this little white bunny. It was
cocaine
so
energy.
Cute and small, but it was crazy.
Cocaine energy.
Red eyes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
How sketch.
Okay. Someone else wrote in. We had hella pets growing up, but once we had this little tree frog when I was like 10, we went on vacation to Holland for 11 days. And when we came home, it wasn't in the little terrarium anymore, but the lid was on and sealed. But get this, we never found it anywhere ever. It was just gone.
Oh, that thing got out.
At least it wasn't like a snake.
Oh, sick. People, I don't know. I'm not like a reptile girly.
Yeah.
And like, I have so many of my friends growing up, like living in SoCal, had like iguanas and like weird shit like that.
Yeah.
I have a core memory that I feel like one of my family members had one.
Of what?
Like a big iguana.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I stepped on an iguana's tail when I was younger in an accident.
No, a lizard tail, I thought.
Oh, lizard tail. Yeah, yeah, lizard tail.
It came off, right?
Yeah. That scared the shit out of me. I was running up my ramp to go to my classroom.
Yeah.
And this lizard ran out of nowhere. No, that was wrong. I ran into my little room, my classroom, and I closed the door. And then all of a sudden, this lizard comes running out from the middle of nowhere, and they were like, get it! And so I tried to step on it, and its tail disconnected, and I was like,
oh my God.
That was like when somebody tells you something and you're like, that's not true.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like lizard's tails don't actually fall off. And it came true and you were like, oh my God, I can't wait to tell everybody that lizard's tails do come off. That was a big moment.
It's giving Matilda.
Yeah. A lot of people say I look like Miss Trenchbowl on my TikTok for work.
Yeah, you do.
On all my videos, there's at least one comment that says, like, if I'm like really teaching or like talking, like, I don't know, have my Trenchbowl face on.
Yeah.
There are so many videos that are like, it gives Miss Trunchbull.
You have the same hair.
Ugh, it's so annoying though. Like,
you should be her for Halloween. Like, next year, wear all brown suit and put a belt on.
I 150% should be here for Halloween.
That's funny.
I know.
Make a TikTok next year. If they still have TikTok.
Yeah, let's see. Yeah. TikTok is becoming a waste of time.
I don't know.
Go ahead.
Okay. Had the whole neighborhood searching for a cat for hours at night. Found him in the closet.
No. Cats are wild.
Not the whole neighborhood.
Because they won't give a shit. Like, they know their name.
Yeah.
They're not coming.
My mom wrote in. Wiley, our corgi that was like 60 pounds.
Love.
Turning his back to me when I had to leave for work. Sitting in front of the... This dog was so stubborn. Like, you would say, come in. It would turn around and sit the opposite way, and it wouldn't look at you.
Wiley was the biggest corgi I've ever seen.
Yeah, he was a German Shepherd with corgi legs.
No, like, literally the biggest corgi I've ever seen.
I cried the hardest I ever cried when he died.
Yeah.
He was my dog growing up. He was everything. We, my girlfriend and I, lost our mom's new dog on the first day. She was then lost for like a week.
Oh my God.
I need an update. What happened?
Oh my God. Is she okay?
How did you find her?
That's sketch.
Yeah.
Not watching our dogs.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. I found this dog today on my run. And
did you keep it? Where is it?
You know, I like, it was a few houses down and I found the owner. Yeah.
Wow. I know. Good job.
I know. Forgot okay. to tell you. Must have been known we were doing a pet episode today.
Must have been.
Okay. I had a pair of cockatiels. Cockatiels? Is that how you say that?
I think it's cockatoos.
No, cockatiels. That's what they said.
Here we are again.
I'm not right.
Let me see.
Ever.
Let me see.
So I'm...
Oof.
Maybe a pair of them is a cockatiel and one is a cockatoo.
Read it and I'll look it up.
It's a plural.
You know what? That sounds right.
I don't trust myself after last episode.
No, I actually have had multiple people bring that up to me in person about how...
I'm dumb.
They also know about how they also have friends who think it's pedestal, and it's like it's pedestal.
It's kind of one of those things where, you know, like some people will just say it.
Yeah.
Like
the American
my friend
language
says,
sucks though. So
my friend Allie, we used to make fun of her growing up because she, instead of saying bag, she says bag.
Bag.
Or instead of saying wolf, she says woof.
Oh.
I'm like, there's an L. You're missing an L.
You're missing it.
So maybe something like that.
Maybe so.
Okay, I had a pair of cockatiels that roamed my room during the day. I sat on one and he flew off, ripping every single one of his tail feathers out. They did eventually grow back, by the way.
Hey, a cockatiel is the bird that has the fucking mohawk. I'm posting this picture of this cockatiel. I'm crying.
So is a cockatoo and a cockatiel the same?
That'll be the next thing I have to look.
Wow. Okay.
Oop. Actually, cockatiels, I hope I'm saying that right. Cockatiels have a much smaller beak than cockatoos, which is quite logical since they are smaller birds. But cockatiels have a longer tail type, which makes up about half of their body, while cockatoos have a shorter tail. How neat.
Wow.
So cockatiel, they have the mohawks up top. Cockatoos have the mohawks in the back.
Party in the back?
No, look. Party in the front, party in the back.
I like the cockatiels.
I like the cockatiels a lot.
They're spunky.
Yeah, no, I like that.
Post
okay.
that one so the people know the difference too.
Okay.
Okay, this is the longer one. This is actually a really crazy story.
Are you ready? Hit it.
Okay, when my pup named Willa was around 6 months of age, I took her to Mount Tabor Dog Park with my sister's pit bull. Having a grand old time, everything's fine. All of a sudden, a lady starts screaming bloody murder and her dogs are crying very loud. Come to find out her two dogs are tangled together, rolling down the hill uncontrollably because their collars got caught and one of the dog's teeth were punctured into the other dog's mouth. Bloody mess everywhere. I sprint so fast and like dive into the rescue, but this lady and her dogs are freaking out, so she can't do anything to help. I carefully untangle the dogs, pull the teeth out, and I'm covered in blood. She thanks me numerous times, but then I advise to go to the vet immediately. At this point, everyone at the dog park is watching and clapping, and Warner Pacific is like, everything okay? Anyway, I turn around and my dog is nowhere to be found.
Shit.
Me and my sister split up and are running around Mount Tabor yelling for my dog. Mind you, I'm still covered in blood. Looks like I just murdered somebody. / I look like a psycho woman. Looking for 2 hours, no luck, bawling my eyes out.
Oh my God, this is my worst fucking nightmare.
At the time, my boyfriend was at Southern University for a soccer game, and he calls me saying, why is this lady calling me saying she saw Willa at a garage sale?
Oh my God, she was bargain shopping?
What the fuck? He was hella mad at me.
I bet.
Apparently, some lady saw my boyfriend's number on her tag of the garage sale. So this other random lady saw her dog, saw the boyfriend's number on his little tag, called the boyfriend. Okay.
Wow.
and called him saying the garage sale guy was hella sus and looks like he's trying to take our dog.
Ooh.
I call her immediately.
Hey, if it's on the lawn,
it's for sale. I call her immediately and she's trying to explain where the house is and I can't find it. And again, I'm sprinting up and down Division Street like a maniac. Oh my God. Finally find this green crack house and I see my dog tied up with a bag strap and he's feeding her God knows what at the garage sale. Actual crack house. I'm scared. I go up and I'm like, oh hi, God. That's my dog. LOL. Anyway, I thank the lady a million times because what are the odds that she actually calls and helps? She also tells me that everyone on Division saw my dog running the streets and she definitely almost got hit multiple times.
I bet.
IDK, if she like jumped the fence to escape, I have no idea. Without that lady, who I would have not had my baby girl back. So shout out to that lady so much. That's the reason why I'm triggered to go to dog parks now and explains why my dog has anxiety.
Yep.
Isn't that story crazy? It just keeps getting more and more crazy.
No, that's way too much.
Like, first these dogs bleeding and then someone takes your dog and then...
And then is feeding them fucking cookie dough and hot dogs.
And then like maybe is trying to sell the dog or maybe it's just going to keep it.
If it's on the lawn, it's for sale.
No, that's insane.
I couldn't.
Me and you find a lot of random dogs.
A lot of random dogs. We almost kept one, Carl, not too long ago. Oh, well, actually, that was probably like 6 or 7 years ago. Wow.
No, because
I would have kept her.
We returned her probably 4 different times, yeah, remember? And the next time I was like, I'm not returning her.
Yeah. If she would have come out one more time, we would have taken her for
I think
real,
that
for
was
real.
Before we had Webby.
No.
It wasn't?
I don't think so. I think she was a puppy.
No, I think it was before we had Webby.
Ooh, I don't know.
Because we got Webby and we're like, oh, Webby kind of looks like Carl.
Dead. Oh, yeah, maybe you're right.
She had that like bejeweled collar and we're like, we got to save Carl.
It wasn't right. And it wasn't okay.
I know.
No.
Well, that's insane. I'm glad you got your dog back. One time Waffles got out and ran up the street and I thought like, remember he was staying at our friend's house and...
Oh my God. No, he took off up that hill
looking for us.
It blacked out because somebody came to the house that he was at and he ran out the front door by them and then he was fucking gone.
No, I had
to put on the blasters.
I had a panic attack. I sprinted there as fast. Like there's no worse feeling than when your dog gets loose and gets out. Oh my God. The panic that sets in. Ooh, that's crazy. I don't think Webby has ever ran away.
She wouldn't.
No,
not with me here.
Your toxic relationship should be with Webby.
Me and her do have a really toxic relationship.
Yeah.
She could get away with anything.
You come home and you always say hi to her for like 10 minutes before you even look at me.
Well, to be fair, actually, I can't. She doesn't ever get off the couch to come say hi to me, but.
Yeah.
She is my twin flame, if you will.
Webby's such a bitch. Like, she cannot be bothered to get up and like
no
say hi to you.
You
sometimes
have to go say hi to her and yeah, and I do.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with her.
Yeah, I know. You bought her when I wasn't even living in the house.
That's how bad I wanted it.
And we also got Waffles when we weren't even living together.
Mm-hmm.
I actually forced you to get it before we were even dating.
Yeah, I told her, I was like, oh, I think I want a dog, and she was like, oh, what kind? Then I told her and 2 weeks later we were at a fucking
farm
and don't come for us for not adopting. Like, shut the fuck up.
We adopted Webby
and like honestly same cost. So
literally
same cost. So and they are both psycho
literally.
Yeah, and like 2 weeks later we were at a farm and we put down a deposit.
Yeah, and I was like, you should just get it.
And I did.
What if he just got him?
And I did, and he just rode in the car with me everywhere. That's why he has separation anxiety. And then with her, yeah, you were doing your rotations. And I went to the Humane Society. I went there in the morning and they were like, oh, all the dogs, we just had a truckload of dogs come in from Southern Oregon. But most of the puppies are already taken. And I was like, okay, cool. So then I just kept refreshing their website page.
Uh-huh.
And then fucking Bridget over there.
Yeah. Bridget, AKA Webby.
Bridget, AKA Webby, and her sister Beyonce. And I think there was one other one popped up. And so I like just sped down there. And they were like, oh, yeah, Bridget and Beyonce are left. And so I was like, oh, I want to see both. And I saw Beyonce first. She was a little black doggy.
Yeah.
She was really cute. And then I was like, I want to see Bridget. And they brought her out. And I was like, it's done.
Why didn't they name her Michelle or Kelly?
Missed opportunity.
They could have had Destiny's Child.
Missed opportunity. Fucking Bridget.
That actually would be a funny name for all three dogs.
That'd be cute.
That would be cute.
That'd be cute.
Kelly, Michelle, Beyonce.
That'd be cute.
Because they'd be like, why is your dog named Kelly? But then you'd be like,
not?
They'd be like, Michelle. And they'd be like, why is your dog named Michelle? And then they'd be like, the writing's on the wall. God, that was good.
Yeah, no, that was a good one.
That was really good. That was so good.
Yeah.
Okay, what was I just going to say next? Oh, no, that was the last.
Was that the last pet update?
Yeah, we have some other little things, but we can push it.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. I already did my toxic relationship.
Yeah, you always do it at the beginning. It's just not, it's supposed to be at the end. That's how we end our show.
I know
everybody hates that's the point of the podcast that we're at.
You know what? It's my podcast too, so I can do what I want.
Oh my God.
Okay. So what's your toxic trait? You want to start with that?
I'll start with my toxic trait. I always buy too many pants every year. I love pants.
Yeah.
I'm a pants girly.
Because you just bought four yesterday? Is that why you're saying
I just bought four pairs of pants yesterday. And this isn't one of those things where I'm like, oh my God, I bought four pairs of pants. No, it's like one of those things where it's really hard. Okay, let me tell you why. It's really hard for me to find pants that I like how they fit. Because I'm usually buying
men's
pants. Mm. But it has to be a certain kind of fit. Because like men are built differently than I am built.
Built different.
Built Ford Tough.
Yep.
They're built different. And so I have to so when I find a pair of pants, I'm buying it.
Why don't you buy pants with no pockets on the butt?
I honestly don't sell them anymore. I would.
Yeah.
So yesterday I just so happened to come across four pairs that I was like, I'm obsessed.
Yeah.
Cause usually I'll have to buy a pair of pants and then I'll like go to my tailor, my girl,
yeah,
my lady.
You do? Yeah.
My lady. She always say, hi, baby. It's been so long. How are you?
She's so cute.
She's perfect. She always asks me how I'm doing. She's the shit.
Yeah.
Been going to her now for about 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah, we have a long-term relationship. Yeah. So I just have this toxic thing where like, if a pair of pants, I'm like, I like it, I'm buying it.
Yeah.
The subset B to that is if I don't like them, I really struggle with returning shit
again, which we just talked about,
which it is still it applies to clothing as well. I am taking something back on Wednesday though, and honestly, mm-hmm. you having something for me to return is really pushing me over the hump to get that done.
Well, we went to the mall yesterday, and let me tell you, the food court was fucking cracking.
Oh my god,
it took everything out of me to not smack a what's it called,
Sbarro. Hey, pizza. How long was the boba line?
The boba line was out the door.
The boba
Panda Express was cracking.
Smelled so good.
Oh my God.
The boba place at this mall might have been like,
why was it so long?
It was the longest line in the mall.
Why was it?
Not a single store had that many people in it.
No. Remember, I was so embarrassed. I went up and I was just like, oh, Ash, let's get a soda.
A diet soda.
And I go up and I order. I said, can I have a diet soda? Like, what?
He was like, a Coke?
I literally,
like, you're from the South, because in the South, don't they call it Coke or soda?
I don't know,
something like that.
But maybe it sounds so dumb, but in my mind I was so embarrassed. I was like, why did I just say, can I have a diet soda?
Yeah, but that's because you also are like, is it weird if
I know? Yeah, you know? I'm like, is it weird if I get a diet soda? And you're like, shut the fuck up.
I was like, just get one, let's ride the wave.
You're like, I want bubble tea. And then I was like,
the line was way too long. It looked like a fucking, I don't know, like a sneaker release or something. It was crazy.
It did look, but the mall's fun, if in case anyone cares.
I loved it. I had a good time. I actually had success.
We had a fun day yesterday.
We did have a fun day yesterday. We had success with shopping for everything.
Tings.
For Tings.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good day. They fixed my bracelet.
Yeah.
They put double the amount of solid things on it so it shouldn't break.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was big time.
I love them all. Can't wait to go back.
I love them all.
People should go shopping in person more. It's fun.
I wanted Sbarro so bad. I just like couldn't.
Yeah.
I came home and made salmon.
Yeah.
That's your 30s. That's your 30s.
It looked good.
Shout out Kadat for the salmon.
Oh my God. Yeah.
The I literally made it last night. Yeah. Our fisherwoman.
Fresh caught.
Freshly caught. Honestly, when I opened the bag, it smelled like the ocean.
It did.
Fucking salty.
Yeah.
It was bomb though.
It looked good.
Yeah. Okay. What's your, since you already did that one, what is your toxic
trait?
Well, oh yeah. Yeah. Your toxic trait. Cause
my toxic relationship is with mass now. Apparently they hate me.
Yeah, facts. Okay, what's your toxic trait?
Okay, my toxic trait, which I'm curious, people are either gonna really agree or really disagree with this.
I can't wait and they're to gonna see where I lie.
They're gonna say you're a psycho or I do the same thing. Okay. And I want to hear both. Please tell me. Please DM me. Please write in. I, as soon as we get back from any trip or anywhere where I stay overnight, I have to unpack my bag immediately. Even if it's 2 a.m. I'm unpacking my whole bag.
It is really annoying.
But you do that too, don't you?
No. Not very often.
Sometimes.
Not only when like you're kind of in that like blacked out mode of like doing it, because it's like, well, it doesn't matter if I'm laying in bed, I'm not going to sleep, so I might as well unpack too.
Yeah, I like force you to do it.
Yeah, it's crazy though.
Yeah, no, it is crazy. I was thinking about that the other day because I got home. Oh, this is when we got back from Seattle last weekend. So tired, but I was
exhausted.
I just have to put it all away.
No, I'm not one of those people that I feel like if I'm traveling back to back weekends, I will clear my suitcase, but there's probably a couple things that are just going to stay. And then I take out my laundry, but like I will live in my suit.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know. I see it.
That's if I'm traveling like back to back weekends.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm like, I gotta start laundry, I gotta do this, I gotta like,
no, I'll dump it and like kind of start over, but like I will just kind of like repack.
Yeah,
yeah. No, I'm not a get home and unpack like right away, like I don't care.
Yeah,
but it's not gonna sit there for a week, but it might not get done the second I get home. Like yours is literally the second we get home.
Yeah. Do you think that's weird?
I do.
Yeah, I think a lot of people think that's either they do, or
I think there's a fine line. You're one or the other.
Yeah, I think you're one or the other.
One or the other, straight up.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, okay. My toxic relationship then, my toxic trait was with pants. Like I buy too many pants. That was my toxic trait. I worded that wrong. My toxic relationship.
Yeah.
I'm taking shots at the Bowling Green girls basketball team, women's basketball team. Let me tell you why.
Okay.
This girl on Memphis swung on one of their players.
Oh yeah.
In the line of the NIT.
NIT.
The not in tournament is so fucking annoying that we used to make fun of ourselves in that thing.
Yeah.
She swung on her. The girl obviously got hit hard enough. She fell and was down. Nobody did anything to that Memphis. Like,
yeah.
If you swing on my teammate, it is on site, bitch.
No, I watched that video like, so many times. I didn't understand what was going on.
And that is exactly how I think they were. In the moment too, like
everyone's like looking back and forth.
They're like, we've never seen something like that. Like,
yeah,
no,
that was crazy.
Like, cause they were standing
women
in the middle
too.
Man, they were standing there, kind of talking for a couple seconds to each other, and then she just like swung across and hit her, and the girl literally like collapsed to the ground. And it, like, she had like five or six teammates standing behind her, and it was just like, are you guys gonna move?
That was crazy.
Are you gonna fucking do anything?
Yeah.
And nobody did anything. I think the coach for one of the Memphis assistants just like grabbed the girl and like dragged her away. And it was like, you guys, what the hell?
Yeah, no, that was crazy. I wonder how that like what.
Well, I think they pressed charges.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure. I saw that.
No, I mean like I wonder what happened during the game.
Like, definitely want to know what happened during the game.
Yeah.
But I just thought it was really toxic. They didn't like do shit to have her back really.
Yeah.
No way.
That was crazy.
I was thinking about if that happened to like one of my teammates at SC. I honestly think all of us would have got suspended.
I would have, like, saw red if someone hit my teammate.
No, your teammates would have gone like fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Same with mine. Like I was trying to think like, oh, if we were walking through the line, who would probably be one to get hit like from my college team, like my junior year?
Probably you.
It would probably be me. Mainly it was just like, you know, whatever.
'Cause you're kind of annoying.
Maybe. I just feel like I'm kind of like how you unpack. You either love it or you hate it.
Yeah.
And so I feel like, and I used to talk shit.
Some days both for me, for you.
Yeah, for sure. And I feel like, you know, just like when you're in a conference for 4 full years, like at some point, like people get sick and tired of fucking seeing you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Jesus Christ, graduate. Please move on. And so like, yeah, like I probably would have been the one to get hit.
Yeah.
And it's like, I know for a fact, Bree, Stephanie, Michelle.
Yeah. Michelle.
Jackie.
Yeah.
Christina's jumping in, like, and there's a couple underclassmen too that would just like, they'll do anything that we were doing.
Yeah.
Like somebody's getting their ass beat.
Yeah.
Like I know that Bree is seeing red.
I like all your college teammates.
No, facts. Like I know that if somebody hit Bree, we're throwing the fuck down.
Yeah.
If somebody swung on Michelle, we're definitely beating your ass because she didn't do anything to
Michelle.
Deserve it.
Michelle seems scrappy.
No, she's like she would figure it out.
Yeah.
I just feel like I was watching this and I was like, nobody did anything?
No, that was crazy. That was crazy to me.
And I know
you gotta have your teammates back.
I know that your team would have gone in on someone for that shit.
Yeah.
That's just a testament to
team.
Well,
I'm trying to think, like, did anyone get in a fight? Like, I remember, like, some of my teammates, like, pushing people and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think a swing.
I have a great picture of we were at Duke playing. I'm going to kind of butcher the story a little bit. I think one of my teammates, I think somebody pushed Erica in the back, and me and Haley are being held back because we're like ready to fight this bitch at Duke. And somebody took a picture of it. We were like ready. We were like, we will beat your ass right here. It's on site.
You really had her back.
I did. That's one thing about me that I'm really appreciative that I learned at a young age is like the point guard is the one. Like if you're, I feel like because you have the ball in your hands more, if you are like, if your teammates know that you're going to ride or die for them, they will do the same for you. So it's kind of like really like get it, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
Do you remember this in Washington? This was like a huge story. Mm. The girl, she would like, she played up north. She would like pull people's ponytails. Do you remember that?
Of course I do.
She pulled them to the ground.
She pulled one of my teammates' ponytails at the state tournament. She yanked her to the ground.
I think she pulled somebody at like my high schools too.
She was known for doing that. She went to Arizona State?
I think so.
We'll
talk about her offline.
Offline. But I'm pretty sure. And yeah, she pulled one of my teammates' hair. And we were like, this might have been my freshman year because I just remember being like, I'm shook. Like, yo. 18 year old.
I'm wearing a bun,
nuts.
Bitch.
Like wearing a bun. I'm wearing a bun and that shit's gonna be tight.
Trunchbull bun.
Trunchbull bowl in three. She used to pull people's ponytails and literally rip them to the ground.
Yeah.
Actually?
No, like she'd pull them to the ground.
Aaron, I don't think that was in high school for me. I think that I played her at ASU and she did that to one of my teammates.
But she did it in high school and then in college.
What a bitch.
No, and then didn't she get in trouble?
We need to look into this, but I'm pretty sure that I can't remember if she did it to one of my high school teammates, but I know for a fact she did it to one of my college teammates. We were at Arizona State and she yanked her to the ground. It literally might have been Erica.
Wow.
Erica stayed getting, she would have been the one that got hit because that's two fights I brought up that I think she got in the middle of.
Wow. Yeah.
Shout out to Balls. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just I couldn't believe then I saw that. I was like, y'all are soft.
If someone pulled my hair, I would see red.
I see red when like someone just like accidentally bumps.
When Webby like steps on my hair.
Oh.
This is what she does. She steps on my hair and then licks my face. And I was like, this is how I die.
No, that's,
like this is how I die. You have me trapped.
Pinning you down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, we should probably wrap up.
I know you guys are sad to hear it, but we've taken up enough of your day. A whole hour and 20 minutes. I wish that it was longer and it never ended.
And next week, we definitely want to dive into Love is Blind because we watched the first four episodes and I have so much to say. And also, it was filmed in Seattle. And also, there was a girl in my high school on that. She wasn't actually on the season. She didn't make it to the season.
Right.
But I saw her in one of the clips. Then I had to get in my group chat and everyone was like, I was the last to know. They're like, oh, yeah, duh, she's on this season.
Like everybody knew in Seattle but you.
Yeah, literally. I was like, and I didn't even know it was filmed in Seattle. They're like, get with the program. Mm-hmm. So we had people DM us and said they are. Everyone's watching it. So,
yeah, I feel like next week will be a better because we can at least do the first five episodes. But more episodes are coming out on Friday. So no like promises that I won't talk about that shit next week.
Mm-hmm. God, the Bachelor finale. Hey. Love is Mine. March
and
Madness.
And guess where we will be podcasting from.
Yeah.
The sun, bitches. We will see you guys in Palm Springs. We will be podcasting from there. I'm bringing the camera. Don't even fucking worry about it.
Yep.
It's live.
Let's vlog.
I just suck at editing. I'm trying to do better. I'm doing my best.
Do you think we should put our friends like on our podcast at all?
I don't know.
Like ask them one question.
I don't know. Game time decision. It's Russian roulette.
Yeah, it is Russian roulette with it, what they would say.
Yeah, group. I'm not sure.
Can't be trusted.
I am just not sure.
Okay. Write us in again, toxictpodcast@gmail.com or DM us any tea, any questions, any stories, any follow ups, any random things you connect with. Those are my favorite when someone randomly is like, hey, you're a dumb bitch for saying pedestal. And I'm like, I know. Thank you.
Facts. I feel like this week, write in about your toxic vacation stories, travel stories.
Oh, shit.
Because, like, that's a broad band. You know what I mean?
That's broad.
But I think that's good. We're going on vacation. I know some toxic shit's going to happen at the airport. It happens every time.
Yeah.
Can't wait to talk about it. You guys know how I feel about traveling. I put up PSAs every time I travel.
Yeah.
People are nuts.
But not even about that. Like, even think about, like, family toxic vacation stories.
Bring it up.
Or, like... Oh my God. It's endless. It is endless. Or like random places you went that were toxic.
Bring it up.
You know, Thailand. Did you go there?
Did you
eat a cricket?
That tastes like chicken.
Yeah. Did it actually taste like chicken?
Need to know. Write in.
Yeah. Well, that was fun.
That was fun. I enjoyed talking to you the past hour and a half.
Got to get back to work now.
It's time to get back. I need a snack and head into the gym.
I'm like not motivated to finish out these 2 days before vacation.
It's only 2.5 days.
I know.
Left.
I'm trying.
It's only 2.5 days left, and then we're gonna just thaw out from the inside.
Thaw. Next week I'll probably be in such a, like, you're gonna listen to my voice right now,
and I'm gonna look tan on camera.
You're probably gonna be burnt.
And. Can't wait.
Okay. Well. Share our episode.
Please share our episode. Give us, you know,
subscribe.
Subscribe and save. Subscribe to our podcast. Share our episode with your friends. Tag us on social media. Do all the tings. Yeah. Love talking to y'all.
All right. Have a good week, guys.
Have a good week. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.